Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Thanks so much for joining us. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. The Audio Path of Totality. Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, your force multiplier of truth. Download that River Network app. If you just joined us, I think it is time for us to start holding the Weirton Area Water Board accountable, and the mayor, this Dean, what the hell is this guy's name? What's his name now? I had it here, sorry. Dean Harris. But really, when you stop and think about it, this problem has been going on for weeks, and they still haven't taken action yet to solve it. Now, to me, it would seem that this is a blatant, clear example of staggering incompetence. With everyone connected with Weirton and their water problems. This is the year 2025. And they still can't figure out how to deliver water to people's homes. The Weirton Area Water Board. The media doesn't even tell you who's on this water board. When did they first realize there was a problem? No one's asking, well, why didn't they do anything from day one? They knew the ground was going to be cold, sometimes frozen. Why didn't they anticipate that in figuring out where the leaks are? Why have they not provided plenty of water for people so that they would not be going through this misery right now and continue to go through this misery for at least a few more weeks? According to the Weirton Area Waterboarding, they're saying, well, maybe February 10th, maybe the 10th. It sounds to me like they're just pulling it out of their ass, that they have no earthly idea what they're doing. And where are the most important people who could actually help make this problem go away? Compare what happened here. Excuse me. Donald Trump, President Trump. This is the President of the United States, and yet he found time to go to North Carolina, the western part of the state, to meet with those poor people who've been ignored by the Democrats, by FEMA, and figure out a way to help them today. Then he goes to Southern California, calls out the governor, the state government there, which is all run by these insane liberal Democrats, and the idiot mayor of Los Angeles, and she is an absolute idiot, DEI on steroids. God, she is so stupid. But Donald Trump went there and said, look, you got to turn on the spigot. You can't have this water going into the Pacific Ocean. You got to use it for your fire hydrants and all that. And oh, by the way, if you want all this extra FEMA money, then you're going to have voter ID. The bottom line is President Donald Trump took action. He went to North Carolina. He went to Southern California. He'd already gone to East Palestine to try to make a difference there even before he was elected. And yet, when you look at Weirton, with all of these water problems, they're saying 300 to 400 households. That's got to be more like 800 people. Maybe a lot more than that. Many of these people, I imagine, are old and infirmed and can't get around. I mean, it's Weirton, for God's sake. Where are the high-profile people who should be caring about them specifically? United States Senator Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino. I found this interesting here. This Monica Ewing, quoted in the story in Channel 9, on the Channel 9 story regarding the Weirton water problems. This is out of hand with Weirton water. I'm bathing by bottled water. I have no means to flush the commode, and I'm not the only one. What? Why do I have to? I mean, here it is. I called U.S. Senator Shelley Moore Capito trying to get a response. It was a voicemail, but that's okay. It's a start. I've got to do something. United States Senator Shelley Moore Capito. Where the hell is she? You've got this big problem here in the northern panhandle. And she's missing in action again. She's so busy helping her buddies in the deep state there in D.C., helping to prop up this Kentucky decaying cadaver, Mitch McConnell. Does she care at all? Has she even responded to the voicemail? Why do we need to send voicemail to our United States senator to let her know there's a problem that's been going on here since last year? And oh, by the way, Shelley Moore Capito has a nephew. Her favorite nephew, Riley Moore. You might know him better as Rick Rattler, the founder and the lead singer of this demonic group that was involved in Satan worshiping. It's a musical group. And it was Rick Rattler writing songs about cocaine and about sexually abusing young women and drinking and everything. I mean, just horrible, horrible stuff. And pretty much praising a serpent. It's unbelievable. I mean, I've shared this with you before. Or you might know Riley Moore better as Riley McGowan Moore. This guy in Virginia, Fairfax County, with an 18-count rap sheet. Well, Shelley Moore Capito's favorite nephew, Riley Moore, has been installed. She's installed him as your congressman for the upper half of West Virginia, which includes the Northern Panhandle. Now, if you recall some of his commercials, he was trying to pretend that he wasn't Rick Rattler and that he was a really good, upstanding, decent, you know, human being and family man and all that kind of stuff, which, of course, is all just a stupid lie. Well, now he's your congressman. Where the hell is he? This is happening in his own backyard, in his district. What the hell's Riley Moore been doing? I actually thought that question. And so what I did, let's see if I can find this here. Yeah, here we go. So I went to rileymoore.gov, excuse me, and I thought to myself, well, let's see what, if he's even issued any sort of a statement regarding the problems with Weirton. All the water, this horrible, horrible stuff here that's been going on in his district. And here are the press releases. That's the most recent one. Congressman Moore introduces U.S. Reciprocal Trade Act. Next, Representative Moore co-sponsors votes yes on born alive abortion survivors. Okay. House passes amended Lake and Riley Act. More news. Hold on a second here. Okay, Rep. Moore's statement on passage of Herschel Woody Williams National Medal of Honor. Rep. Moore's statement on inauguration of President Donald Trump. He was in favor of it, by the way. House passes Preventing Violence Against Women by Illegal Alien Act. Okay, Congressman Moore named to three appropriations subcommittees. House Appropriations Chairman Tom Cole announced that Congressman Riley M. Moore, Republican West Virginia, will serve on the House Appropriations Committee subcommittees on labor, health, and human services, and education, commerce, justice, and science, and as the vice chair of the legislative branch subcommittee. gee, you would have thought with at least one of those subcommittees, he'd be able to have some clout to get, you know, water to his district, to his poor people, but nothing. January 14, Rip Moore votes yes on Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act. January 9, Congressman Moore reacts to BlackRock departure. Rip Moore votes yes, Lakin Riley. Nothing here about Weirton. Gee, that's odd. You would think that a congressman, especially one who is the favorite nephew of Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, the grand dam of the Archmore political machine, the Archmore ons, you would have thought that Congressman Riley Moore would have done something. This has been going on since last year. He's on all these subcommittees. You would think one of them had some, might have some sort of authority to, oh, I don't know, send some water to Weirton, because the Weirton area waterboarding has just been so, you know, terrible. The local media here won't even tell you who's on the board. The local media here won't tell you how, what kind of screw-ups these people are. How could they have allowed this to go on since last year? How could they not have enough water here provided so that people could live a halfway decent life? They still can't figure it out. And they're saying, well, now, well, we're going to have to hire some expert here to take a look and see what's going on with the leaks. Really? You wait till now, the end of January, to get around to this? If that doesn't scream utter incompetence and, quite frankly, stupidity, I don't know what does. And yet the media won't tell you anything bad about any of these people, because the local media is all about propaganda. It's all about, let's make sure that we take care of our buddies in government and they'll take care of us and the public be damned. When you have the staggering level of incompetence that is the Weirton Area Water Board, don't you think it might be worth a story or two or three? Don't you think? We still don't know, at least I don't know, based on these stories, who the hell's on this water board? And what have they been doing? When were they first aware of this? When did they first realize that in winter, the ground sometimes freezes? Is this something new to these people? They couldn't plan ahead. And now these poor people, the citizens of Weirton, can't get water. And you would have thought that the Weirton Area Water Board would have at least had plans in place to have these big, I don't know, water buffaloes or other, you know, water tanks or whatever all over Weirton to minimize the agony, to minimize the terrible conditions here. And yet nothing. And what the hell is this useless mayor doing and useless city council? If there was ever a time for real leadership, this would be it. And the real tip off here, I think, is Aaron Check. Hancock County Commissioner Aaron Check sent a statement tonight. It reads, legislators are collaborating with Governor's Office, National Guard, Rural Water, and the Public Service Commission to assist in supplementing potable and non-potable water supplies for both Weirton and Oakland, which means they haven't done it yet. Weeks and weeks and weeks from last year, they haven't done it yet. But the real tip-off here is what she is saying, and she continues here, Weirton Water Department is entirely the authority of Weirton. But in recent discussions with the mayor, Dean Harris, we agreed that this is an all-hands-on-deck situation. And collaboration is the best approach, blah, blah, blah. But in recent discussions with the mayor, Dean Harris, we agree this is an all-hands-on-deck situation. What she's really saying here is after talking with this useless mayor, Dean Harris, they realize that Dean Harris can't do this. He's incompetent. Because if he were competent, now again, think about this. She's saying after they talk with the Weirton Mayor Dean Harris, they all decided this is an all-hands-on-deck situation. She didn't write, well, after talking with Mayor Dean Harris, we had faith that he knew what he was doing and he'd get the job done. After all, this is his responsibility. Weirton Area Water Board. The city council members. The mayor. But you've got now Erin Cech, Hancock County Commissioner. Good for her. She's saying we got to get everybody involved. National Guard. Why hasn't the mayor and Weirton Area Water Board done this months ago? She's saying none of this was done. She's saying we've got to get this done, which means it was not done. And it still hasn't been done.